take the step, answer the call, walk away from it all. It's never easy to leave behind all you know. But leaving your comforts, that's when you truly grow. Yeah, you say I'm selfish, but tell me something now.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. This will be my first show back from 2020. In 2020, I had Roy Holman guest host last week. If you'd like to listen to that show, if you missed it, you can go to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie archives here at 1150kknw.com. And I thought I was sleeping in last week, and I got a call from Suzanne Mitchell from the Manson Mitchell Show, and so I actually did do a show last week. And if you'd like to hear that show, you can go to Manson Mitchell archive show and listen what I had to say about lifting your spirits in 2020. And joining me this morning is Sharon Hockenberry.
Hello.
And you are the owner of Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness and Twin Peaks Fitness Boutique.
So we're going to do a tune-up for the mind, body, and spirit this morning, and let the listeners know about where it is that you... It's North Bend?
Yes, I'm in North Bend. They call it the Gateway, the Pacific Cascade Gateway, beautiful Mount Si. My store, I have a beautiful view of the Mount Si, and I get to serve my community. I'm the hub of health and wholeness and have a lot of varied things going on, and I love what I do.
And we have so much in common. Personal trainer for the body, mind, and spirit. That's how I look at us. And you are, your daughter is Tori, the owner of Tea with Your Dragon.
Which is phenomenal. She is just evolving that into such a eclectic source of healing and wisdom. And she is a really gifted soul.
In Stanwood, Washington, I miss her so much because we used to do classes. It was like 3 years in a row, and that's where I met you at one of her events.
Yes, and anybody in the Snoqualmie, Skagit Valley, I'm in the Snoqualmie Valley, Skagit Valley, and beyond, I encourage you, it is well worth your time to go to Tea with Your Dragon and meet this mystical, intuitive soul. She'll bring light and life and love to your life like none other.
Well, she did for me by actually opening up Tea with Your Dragon. I got to do my healing work in that area, so I just thank Tori so much. And then you came and we did a reading, and I met you, and we were both. I was a personal trainer, and then I a Reiki master and a hypnotherapist, and you're all three.
Absolutely, and those are all, you know, I'm learning about myself as I'm drawing to myself what I need to. Help myself experience wholeness, and as I experience it, I get to turn around and sprinkle it around the world, or that's my goal. I have some goals to really be worldwide in my influence.
So for the body, you offer classes?
For the body, I have Zumba I teach, which I love. My store's transitional, so everything rolls away, and then it becomes a dance floor, a yoga floor, and then I roll a couple of shelves around, and it becomes a circuit training during store hours. So then there's the supplements, the apothecary, the practitioner rooms, and then I have a circuit training that from 4 to 6 every day, where I get to work a little bit more personal with more of a group setting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I, that's... one of my favorite things was teaching, just because a group of us, and we were dancing, you know, some, mm-hmm. you know, just getting a group of women together. It was women when I first started, mm-hmm. then it was co-ed, but I really enjoyed that time with mm-hmm. other women, and we became really good friends. In fact, I taught all the way up to my pregnancy. You know, they had my baby shower, and that support. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is really important right now.
It is, and I was at first a little bit intimidated because there's so much going on online, but I really received the message that people are still want to connect. They want tribe. They want intimacy. They want relationship. And you sprinkle a little bit of fun in there and got the perfect formula for exercise. And we are not co-ed. We're just women. And women that are a little bit older that want to grow older with grace, strength, and mm-hmm. still have fun. And not by the traditional message that, boy, you're getting old, you better be careful. No, you're getting old, get strong and live fully.
And combining it with music, mm. and then we, you know, we have your strength training, your stretching, and your cardio. That's the way we did it back then, but that's what you get in a class, and it's an hour, it's fun. And again, it's that thing we're missing is our tribe, that group of people we meet with once a week. And that's why I miss Tea with Your Dragon, because I used to meet with them once a week.
Absolutely.
We called it a church.
Yeah, we do. And technology makes it fun because we can text each other. We can encourage each other outside the tribe setting. And I love my classes because I can layer them. I can make them more difficult. I can make them easier depending on who shows up and... and most importantly, I get to keep myself moving forward. You know, turning 60 this year, I just realized I'm just going to keep committing to my well-being so that I can be healthy and strong for as long as I can to fulfill my purpose and live my life with passion. And I'm drawing people to myself that want to do the same thing.
Well, here I am.
Yes, I love it.
And then we actually got to stay on the solstice together at Kama Beach.
That was so beautiful. That was actually my first solstice celebration. I've always heard it, but you know, part of my story is really coming out of a fundamentalist setting where I'm embracing a lot of spiritual views and incorporating a lot of variety in my life. Solstice celebration was part of that transformation, and it was a beautiful time. I'm grateful.
And it was all ages, as four women, all ages. And I love the mornings. Mm. The mornings, that's my favorite thing because I'm on the move right now. And having coffee in the morning with a group of people or a woman and just, you know, almost spilling your heart out a little bit, talking about things you normally wouldn't in everyday conversation. So I really enjoyed that time. It was Savannah Woods, who she's been on the show, and she plays music. And then, of course, Tori was with us. But that was amazing. Thank you so much.
It was beautiful. And Savannah's new song, New Direction, I listened to it last night, and what an incredible, incredible song. Savannah Woods is a gifted soul. And then, of course, Tori and you, quite some decades represented, right? Which was what I realized is that night, the souls mingled, age didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's spiritual growth. We get to weave in and out of each other's lives, and the soul language swirls, and age becomes irrelevant.
It's beautiful. I love the chakra readings because those two know how to do the chakra reading. So I just stepped back a little bit, but it was, and then we did some intention and we let some things go. But that was a beautiful way to start the new year for us. But also nutrition is another thing for the body. And like you just brought me some, what's it called? Cartitone. Mm-hmm. And I learned about that. It's such a beautiful thing for blood pressure, and you supply those type of things too.
Absolutely. I have very particular about the supplements I carry. I do my research. I like not a lot. I mean, you can go into a super supplements, for example, and there's the walls and walls. That's not needed. But with my expertise, I feel like I have the ability to really guide people into quality supplements that get results. And I like to keep things simple and effective.
The stuff that works.
And then the other thing is addressing the emotional component of healing, which so many times is overlooked. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very strong part. And as an herbalist, my passion is bulk herbs, you know, and using herbal formulas and teas. But in our society, we are more groomed for supplements, you know, vitamin A, D, things like that. And so I've learned to mingle the two to get good results.
Well, and I worked at a grocery store, And most of the vitamins were junk, you know. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot about going to an expert, because you have naturopaths and things that you can actually get pharmaceutical grade. But, you know, you really got to be careful about what you're buying. You could be taking something full of fillers and just garbage. So go to an expert for your vitamins, for sure.
Yeah, and I have decades of expertise guiding trusted supplement and wellness choices. So I'm really settling into that is my gift. And as I move forward, I hope to really help people to tap in to their own knowing, their own bodies. And when you talk about nutrition, there's so many fads and there's so many things that people weave in and out of. But I love helping people take the common ground, find a workable program for themselves, and then also tune into their bodies. What is their body really asking for?
Yeah, some people, everyone's different. And that's the most, no diet. It's called balance, right? You find the foods that work well for you. Mm-hmm. You eat them in moderation. And also you enjoy things. Like you will eat something that maybe you're not supposed to, but just do it occasionally. It's like over-exercising is bad for you. Anything in moderation is always good. And I say, you got to enjoy yourself. There's no, I used to be so strict. People are like, how do you, you know, I was too strict. And I was ultra thin and I always had the perfect body, but was I really happy?
No.
Or how about self-love? Just loving your body just the way it is.
Well, and in my coaching, I really like to take the word shouldn't out. You know, let's make a conscious choice and then enjoy it. There are no shouldn'ts. And if you have something that makes you feel ill, for example, gluten, then it's not that you shouldn't. It's that you choose not to because it serves your highest good and well-being.
Well, and the way you feel, I don't like bread anymore. It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel bad. I don't think I'm gluten intolerant. I just don't like, or white rice. I cannot eat white rice. My heart palpitates. I used to love sushi, but you know, as you change, you've got to change your diet. But fresh vegetables and fruits and somebody had a diet full of bacon and I eat bacon for a month. And I'm like, that's not good.
No, it is balanced. I love that. And I think we've lost touch with our hunger and full signals in our society. And we don't mindfully eat. We scarf. And it's quickly eat and move to the next thing. And so as we learn to really be mindful, our body talks to us. We don't even need anybody to tell us what to and not to eat. Sometimes a coach can guide that and help you tune into that. And that's one of the things I like to help people do. But I'm not very good, nor would I choose to coach someone into a very strict eating program.
Life's too short to be strict. I don't even like that word, I don't think.
Me neither.
Well, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Till you can love it all and let them walk out the door.
Tea with Your Dragon is a tea shop located in historic downtown Stanwood. They specialize in herbal products to improve your everyday life and carry over 150 bulk herbs, spices, and teas. Their teas are carefully handcrafted with the finest organic ingredients. Tea with Your Dragon is full of whimsical gifts, locally handmade jewelry, and has a beautiful collection of stones and crystals. To learn more, visit teawithyourdragon.com or like them on Facebook to see upcoming classes and events.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and we're going to tune up the body, mind, and spirit, and let's talk about hypnotherapy, the mind.
Beautiful. So as a hypnotherapist, I use it as just a tool to help people bypass the conscious mind, access the subconscious mind so that they can tune in and find answers for themselves. And again, like we said earlier, the body really knows, the mind really knows, the spirit knows, the intuition knows. And sometimes we have to get out of our own way, so to speak, so that we can get back in tune what is true about ourselves. So hypnotherapy is, I use it when I do Reiki. I actually do it when I do energy sessions. Even I don't do a full induction, but I'll do a slight induction with the permission of the person. But the things that I've seen come forth are just so beautiful. And in my own life, again, it's a step I took for myself because I feel it would give me insight for my own personal growth and healing. And I was so, I was set free in a lot of ways. And I wanted to pass that on to the people that I work with.
I was just shocked how much I learned from myself, but also what other people are thinking all day long about themselves. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and someone's saying, just shoot me, I'd rather be dead. I mean, in their head, I'm better off. The things that came out of their sessions were shocking. And then we would just change their inner voice, mm-hmm. or at least quiet it down, find the one that's their higher self. And that's the one they would listen to. But you have to clean out your mind, the closet of your mind. And the things I used to say, like, I'm ugly, I'm too short, or, you know, those things. And it was Louise Hay, but doing the hypnotherapy on myself and then working with other people, it's life-changing. And also the words we use.
Beautiful.
It was like should, or I can't, or mm-hmm. won't, or even the word hard. Mm-hmm. Some of those words, you just stop saying them.
It's beautiful. And at least in my practice, we establish anchors. We establish new affirmations. And so we take the conclusions we draw about ourselves for whatever reason it may be. It could be as simple as being in a sandbox as a child and somebody throwing dirt at you and telling you you're an idiot. And for some reason, the little child in you believed that was true. And you carried that message and you go back and you uncover that. And then you reestablish a new affirmation. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am smart. You know, you use impotent, use kind, like in the help. I love that. But that's the message that we can give ourselves, and hypnotherapy helps facilitate that process.
We were talking about people that are kind, but being kind to ourselves. Mm-hmm. How important as women, of course, men too, but we were really hard on our bodies. We were raised with these magazines that we started seeing people airbrush. We didn't know that. We just mm-hmm. thought people were perfect. Mm-hmm. And when I taught aerobics, I realized in the locker room, the most beautiful women, we all have flaws. And that's lovely. Gravity works. Things fall mm-hmm. down after time. That's the way it is, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just our inner, our talk, our self-talk is what we're saying to ourselves inside. That's where the hypnotherapy came. And Louise Hay, of course, You Can Heal Your Life, beautiful mm-hmm. book. But I also like the energy work with Reiki. What we've determined, we'll do a Reiki circle, and there's no talk. It's you train yourself just to sit and be quiet. And, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours with strangers, it feels like more went on communicating, like a big hug, they call it, than the actual hour conversation. So that's our energy. That's our aura. And you do Reiki.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a Reiki master. Also, and I do incorporate Donna Eden's energy work with what I do, and then training in some sound therapy, and then also aromatherapy. So it's all part of it. And so with the Reiki, again, it's just, you know, I don't know that I'm magical. I believe that I've been called to hold space for people, and Reiki's a tool to do that. And it's a beautiful tool, a beautiful anointing, so to speak, that gets passed on. And so I get to hold space for people and in an energetic way while they discover for themselves. And I love that. I have some of the things that I've seen people come out of the session and say and discover about themselves that set them free in so many ways and brought peace and a lot more joy. And eventually, you know, what do we want? You know, ask yourself, I want peace in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want strife, and I don't want confusion. I want peace. And I believe Reiki is a phenomenal tool for facilitating peace in a person's life. It's a beautiful practice.
I'm back doing it more than ever because I know when I'm in that space, because I'm a conduit, it's just such a win-win mm-hmm. situation. But people actually, the wrinkles go away. I mean, they literally look younger by spending 45 minutes. That's usually what I do for the session on the table with me. And then just them sitting there and talking in that space to me, everything changes. And I'm not doing it, you know. It's just, I was trained pretty well, and I know about grounding and letting it go, and actually not being the person doing it whatsoever. But I love teaching it. That's another thing, just teaching Reiki 1 to everybody, because if they can just learn how to basically heal themselves first and their family members, that's peace. That's peace of mind. So
it's beautiful. And my sessions are done on a bio mat, which I love. Amethyst, you know, and you're being soaked sometimes, amethyst and tourmaline. And something happens when we access the world of stones. And talking about, excuse me, stones, tea with your dragon, Tori's a master about knowing how to implement stones. In fact, I asked her before I left, okay, what stone should I bring with me?
Yeah.
You know, and she just smiled at me. I'm wearing a necklace of stones. You know, I really went through, what is it I need to put on to facilitate some grounding?
Mm-hmm.
So amethyst mat, oh my goodness, does that ever facilitate grounding?
I sleep on one in Hawaii.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I mean, I can't go, I'll do an hour every day. I just can't, when I'm around the amethyst mat. I didn't like it when I was used to be ultra thin and really hyper, but that's because my upper chakras were way too open. I wasn't grounded. So I'd get on one and it would just fry me. But now that I know how to ground, I'm a little bit heavier and I just feel more solid. I think I've even slowed down. My voice is not la 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 la.
We probably went through the same thing, because I went through a phase like that where I was almost emaciated.
Yeah.
You know, just so thin and it was such a strife to be there. And it's so beautiful to be where I'm at now, because my body's really settled into a, you know, I went through menopause, that your body is finding its way in so many ways during menopause. And weight comes on as a protection mechanism and facilitates hormone balancing. But once I came through that, I was able to drop that weight off and but not ever go back to where I was. I really, really am happy with where I'm at and how strong I am and where I've landed. It's so great, and it doesn't have to look like Twiggy. And it's kind of interesting. There are natural built Twiggies, right? And that's beautiful. Their body has settled. But if we look historically at body types, it changes constantly. And if we could just realize, we have to guard our hearts, our minds, and our souls against manipulation of people's insecurities. And fads are built on people's insecurities, not on people's strengths as a general. Now, people's ministries and passions are their strengths. Fads are usually inadequacies.
And we did go through the same thing. And my mind was about my diet all day long. Weight, I don't even weigh myself anymore, because I know by my clothes what's going on. But that was, it was so, I was just, that's all I thought about. It wasn't living life, you know, and I had the lowest self-esteem. My body was perfect, and I still had the lowest self-esteem. Now I know how to speak nicely to myself. I put clothes on, you know, when you've eaten too much or you're not exercising enough. But the bottom line is, if you're active every day and you eat in moderation and you think nice thoughts about yourself and you're happy, who cares how much you weigh? Honestly, I mean.
And if you're not facing any health challenges, and you know, if the weight that you're carrying is causing compromise in your body some way, then your body's asking, will you please work with me so that I can serve you in a better way?
And I think that's where the coaching comes in, because it could be emotional eating. It could be those, you know, protection from you know, there is abuse, and there are people in relationships that aren't healthy. And you said it, we put on weight to protect ourselves or to push people away. There's other reasons for, you know, besides overeating or not exercising. There's a lot of ways to protect yourself as a female to put weight on. So I love the hypnotherapy, because we could go back and figure out where that started. And it usually is somebody treating you poorly. So you put yourself on a diet of beautiful people. It's easier.
I love that.
It does get easier.
And you're one of those beautiful people.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. And we need it. And we need to keep letting the light shine. And we each need to keep finding our light. And with all that's going on in the world, I read something this morning. Somebody said, I'm just so nervous about what's going on in the world. You know, what am I going to do? And if we all just center and increase our own energetic vibration to the highest possible, which is love, then it will reverberate through the world. But if we pour our energy out there and worry, that's energy gone awry.
And that's, so we, what I left the Manson Mitchell show on was the 2020 Lift Your Spirits, is finding that small, still voice, your higher self, your intuition, spending time alone. Mm-hmm. As women, I think that's the most essential thing. If you can even lock the door and take a bath for an hour, you know, but getting that time with yourself to reconnect to your higher self so that you can make better decisions for you.
Beautiful.
In 2020.
And in, that's in coaching, it's beautiful to bring someone alongside to help you find that. And I have practices in my own life that I hired a coach to help me fine tune what I really needed. And so I have routines that I do. I walk it out in nature almost every single day to ground myself. I walk along the river with my dogs. These are non-negotiables now in my life. They are what feeds my soul, that I can turn around and serve like I want to and mm-hmm. love like I want to. And whenever I'm out of balance, I ask, what do I need? Do I need rest? Do I need something to eat? Do I need a drink of water? And ask, meet that need first, and then come back out and then serve the world. But we're taught as women, I think, from my perspective, that we are martyrs.
We are. And
we die, you know, a true person dies to themselves. They become a servant of all. And you're selfish if you think of yourself. And it's just such a delusion. And it robs us of so much joy. And as part of my recovery is realizing, gosh, I matter.
Mm-hmm.
Raising of 9 children and a marriage of almost 40 years. And I just didn't even have time, I thought, to really consider myself. So menopause, that's a gift of menopause, is it what we once could tolerate, we no longer can. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift from Mother Nature to say, guess what? You didn't take a look before, but you will now.
Yep. And I got the nurture card. It was the 2020, January 1st. It says, you've done enough for others. Now you need to nurture yourself. And it's just, it's sadly, we need reminded to love and nurture ourselves. It's ridiculous. But stop. If you need help, reach out, join a group. But this year, it's really important, because if you are having a peace of mind and you're feeling peaceful, you make great decisions. You make great decisions. That's how we change the world. But when we're frazzled and frantically running, doing things that really are heading us in the wrong direction, we're part of the problem. So my thing is to slow down, spend time alone, find your higher self, and then make decisions. That's what my stepdad used to say. If you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Stop.
<Absolutely. laughs> And then don't be afraid of making mistakes. You know, mistakes don't define who we are. They help evolve and make who we are. And we drown ourselves as women, I think, a lot in guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between guilt and remorse. Sometimes I've had remorse about how I raised my children. But if I stay in a place of debasing guilt, that doesn't empower anybody, including myself. And so women are really good at guilting themselves. And I really hope in my coaching program that I can really help women walk through that and find self-forgiveness. I worked with a coach this spring, Brenda Reese, a forgiveness coach.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful 6-week series of learning to forgive myself, forgive others. And the freedom I've experienced since that has opened up a floodgate of opportunity and clarity and freedom and joy. And so there's so much work to do in life, and we see through a glass dimly, right? But the goal of spiritual awakening to me is to begin to see more clearly. And hard times are part of that. Mistakes are, but they're not defining. They're mm-hmm. only gateways to growth.
I'm going to take one more break, and then I want to talk to you about guilt. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, because I chose to be here, not just to survive. Well, the wind, the chains, they're blowing from behind.
Are you feeling blocked? Are you frustrated or confused? If so, take some time to stop and step off the treadmill so you can receive the guidance and the support you need to take your life in a new direction. A client of mine called me a personal trainer for the body, the mind, and the spirit, and she added, "Dina Marie does not heal you. She gives you the tools you need to heal yourself." If you are ready for a change, I'm here for you. In person or phone sessions are available by appointment. Visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
The trick to living is you care a little less, a little more.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm with Sharon Hockenberry from Twin Peaks and Nutrition and Wellness, and that's in North Bend. And we have to go with the guilt, because I had a client and she had just lost her husband, and she was saying, because she's taking care of herself, because she's been taking care of him forever, right? And now she can take care of herself, and she started to feel guilty. And I thought, where does that come from? Where did guilt come from? Where does it come from?
Well, I don't think it's just one thing, but I think it's conditioning as a child. I think it's societal expectation. And I think it's lack of vision for our own purpose on this earth. And when those are out of awry, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more, then we fall into guilt, and guilt is really disabling. It's not empowering in any way, shape, or form. And for me, I'm especially passionate about it because from my religious perspective, since I was like 13, it was always going to the altar and asking for forgiveness and let God down one more time. And I had this unhealthy fear that I'm sure if I made another mistake, God was going to, they would be there with a lightning bolt, right, and to strike me down. So I believe part of it was religious conditioning, and so since then I've learned to grow into a more, I'm a spiritual being, but I've really left that viewpoint of God's going to get me. And I do think as a quote-unquote Christian nation, that's an American way to be. We're really good at guilting each other. Churches are good at guilting people into being the way they feel like they need to be. Bosses guilt us. Yeah. And it's a conditioning. It's a way our society works. We really need to work on communication, healthy communication, healthy boundaries. But anytime that's out of balance, the result is going to be it's going to be guilt instead of, like I said earlier, remorse. We're like, wow. And remorse is usually, if I would have known better, I would have done better.
Remorse, yeah.
And guilt is, oh my God, I'm a mess up and somebody's going to get me. And it's usually a tool of manipulation.
There we go. Because I haven't felt guilt for so long because I worked it out of my being, because I felt guilty in my stomach all the time, all the time. And it came from manipulation. I was asking because I haven't felt guilty. Like, I'll spend money on myself. I'll buy myself flowers. All those things that I taught myself to do. But that's how people coerced me when I was young to do things I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. That is, wow. So guilt would be, I have to, this is an example. I have a family member, and she gives me a latte. And I don't want to drink coffee because it'll keep me up at night. She goes, taste it. I said, I don't want to taste it. Taste it. And now I start feeling guilty because I'm not going to taste it. And she gives it to me for the fourth time, and she puts it in my face, and I drink it. And she goes, it tastes horrible, doesn't it? From that day on, I was like, that's it. That's when I started doing my hypnotherapy at that time. I'm like, that is the last time I'm going to feel that way and have someone make me do something that I don't want to do.
Well, and we lack the ability to set healthy boundaries. And so I think that's a tool that we all can learn. We don't even have the skill set per se to say to someone, to acknowledge, I see that you have a strong opinion about that coffee, and it makes me feel really uncomfortable when you're constantly shoving it in my face.
Yeah.
Right. And so instead of, you know, we're scared, and before we know it, we've let that little girl inside take over, and then we've been manipulated to do what we don't want to do. And so it's a skill set that needs to be developed, and boundaries and healthy boundaries are not something we should be teaching them in school.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
But as the public, I could get going on public education.
Well, let's not go there because we have another show.
Yeah, but I will say this is so much of the education is it promotes guilt. You know, how could you do this? How could your grades be so bad? And, you know, it just, what we heap upon kids, and I mean, I have remorse that part of my parenting was guilt ridden, mm-hmm. you know, and so part of my gift to my kids is as I evolve, hopefully they see the evolution. I get to express remorse, not wallow in guilt, because if I wallow in guilt, then it also, it changes the dynamic of a healthy relationship. So yeah, it's a big deal. Guilt is a big deal. And I look at every societal organization and it is motivation oftentimes is by guilt.
And the whole throat chakra, which is using it, and you said it perfectly. I should have said, I don't drink coffee, whatever, no thank you, and walked away. Mm-hmm. And that's your power chakra, right? Your throat and your power, and walk away. But I find when you're missing your throat and your power chakra, your heart is sometimes too big. Mm-hmm. And people, we were talking about people praying off people like that. Yes, it is so important to love yourself, because if you are the giver and you're the martyr and you're always bending over backwards for people, they see you coming. So who's the problem? We are, by not opening our throat chakra and our power chakra, which is, to me, exercising. It is being around people you can talk to and voicing your opinion. You know, there's also open throat chakras, which is the gossiping and talking too much. But that perfect conversation, you know when your chakras are spinning, because it's a give and take.
Absolutely.
Right? So if you're with somebody that's constantly talking and you're constantly giving and the phone hangs up and you didn't get anything in, I've fired friends before. I literally fired them because I was the problem. I was doing too much for the relationship, and I still work on that all the time. Mm-hmm. But then when you walk away, you have to love yourself enough to not let your energy drop into your stomach and feel bad. And I'm still working on that a lot, because kids do test you when they get older. And making sure that I'm the grandmother, I'm not the mother. Mm-hmm. I've learned to not talk a lot with my kids. I've learned to listen.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's as simple as just acknowledging. People want to be seen and they want to be heard. And so when they express something, it's the conversation is just acknowledgement. I see, I hear, I see that you're sad, or I hear that was a painful experience. Mm-hmm. And with our children, adult children, you know, you did this as a mom. I hear you.
You're right. I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. That was it sounds like that was a very painful experience for you. Or that sounds like you've created a very painful story around what happened, which is also true. So we have to be careful that we don't take undue responsibility for what isn't ours. But we can still acknowledge, and I love that. It looks like, or it sounds like, you've created a really painful story around that event.
And I went through all of that, and I did do the guilt at first, and then they got older. Now, my daughter had the nicest conversation with me the other day, because she does have kids. I always kept saying, I'm practicing. I'm being a mom, but this is practice for me. And as I actually did my inner work, my mothering got better too, 'cause less is more. I did less of the mothering. I quit telling them what I thought was best for them. Mm-hmm. And I learned that through Reiki. Mm-hmm. Reiki, too, teaches you to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And when I started sending love and light to my kids with no expectations of them getting the job or the relationship or moving or going to school, when I just started praying from that space of love and light, I can just see it. It's like this pink, beautiful energy I send towards them, because worrying is praying backwards. And I used to worry all the time, and then I realized I was sending bad energy their way. And I learned that through Reiki too. And that's
beautiful.
Reiki too is just learning how to use that energy wisely.
That's right. That's, you know, why, again, Facebook, if I'm going to use it, I'm going to use it positively, but posted, pray for peace. I put a peace symbol with a candle. You know, that's how we can pray. Mm-hmm. Pour positive energy. And And so that's a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing you're doing with your children. And our children know innately. And I believe I was part of the plan. I believe I was their vessel for a reason. And I don't understand it all, but in the cosmos, somehow we met. And I was the vessel for their soul. And I have to trust that everything good and quote-unquote bad about me played into who they are. And I think my children are very unique.
I love all your children.
Incredible,
I've met all your children.
Wonderful. But the challenge is they don't fit into that fundamentalist mold, mm-hmm. right? And at first, that's what I thought was going to be a source of safety for them. I'm going to create this bubble for them so they'll never experience what I did as a child,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, it didn't. Because they all have their journey.
We are so much alike. I did the same thing. And it's basically what Spirit told me. We need bodies to get here. That's how I said, why did I pick my parents? We need bodies to get here. Then it's like a plane. It lands. You get off the tarmac and you go on your travels and your journeys. But everybody needs a mother. They need the womb to be born. And here we are. Then we learn from each other. It's not like we're responsible for anything that's happened to our kids, which is so crazy to think, mm-hmm. because we're all just learning. This is a school.
Mm.
You're learning, I'm learning, but I have met all your kids, and they're very precious, lovely beings.
Yeah,
so
I believe that for sure.
I loved it when they said that, because I thought, why did I pick my parents? Because I don't feel like we have anything in common or what's going on, but it just turned out that I needed to get on a plane, and that happened to be the plane
somehow
I picked.
Along the way you made an agreement, right?
Yep, there, and here we are.
And
so
it is a catalyst, and a family unit or a tribe is usually the perfect opportunity for growth if we're willing to persevere,
mm-hmm.
and see and learn to see and appreciate and then move beyond.
Well, I love talking with you, but we're going to take one more break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
And you can run from pain, but you can take it for a ride in a new direction. Yeah, new direction.
Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness in North Bend is a community hub of health and wholeness. The owner, Sharon Hockenberry, brings over 25 years of experience as a certified herbalist, wellness consultant, and Reiki master. You'll find quality supplements, loose leaf teas, herbs, organic skincare, and so much more. Visit TwinPeaksNutritionAndWellness.com for classes and services. Like Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness on Facebook to see all they have to offer.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries. You can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Direction.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. I love this 2020 show because, you know, for me, it is so, I love time because time you can see. If they say everything's happening all at once, which I believe it is, but when you can see that time and the growth, and if I could give myself credit, I used to start saying to my clients, give yourself credit, and we make a spiral. And you'd go from the abuse or whatever was going on, the overweight, whatever you came there for. And then we would start saying through the sessions, give them self credit. And then when they start seeing how far they've come, that's right, your glass is full now. And that's how you start your day. You start your day on a positive note. Count your blessings first thing in the morning. Set some intentions. But then maybe, I used to draw on my computer once or twice a year, go back and say, wow, Dina, look how far you've come. And that's why sometimes I love doing my sessions because I forget even. I need help.
I did that the other day, Dina, because I've been realizing that in the last probably 3 or 4 months, that I very seldom sat and really savored the things that I've done. And so I sat in the bathroom. This might sound really weird. I have, you know, do skin brushing and then do an Ayurvedic form of self-massage. And then I sat there and I just held my belly. And I just cradled my belly. I wiggled it a little. And I said, thank you. You brought forth 9 souls. And I never, it sounds ridiculous, but I never have really sat and soaked that in. Oh my God.
Because we're too busy.
We're too busy. And so I've been doing that more. And when people say, thank you so much, you know, oh, thank you, that's so great. Oh, yeah, no trouble. Just to take the time and look them in the eye and just say, I really appreciate hearing that. And then take it into my heart. This is what I say to them. I take my hand in my heart and I say, I receive that. Thank you. And really soaking in what we have accomplished, the little and the big. And that in and of itself is, it's so powerful. And hindsight is, you know, looking back and taking the time to reevaluate objectively. And then it gives us insight. And the insight is when we get to sit down and see all the lessons that came from that, all the possibilities that are come, that can come from that, and then just how freaking resilient we are as human beings. Oh my goodness. Congratulating ourselves. A lot of times, when even in exercise, I love bringing in inspirational songs that remind people. Tomorrow night I'll be leading a stretching yoga class. The whole playlist is just acknowledging who you are, what you've done. And sometimes I'll say, all right, cross your arms, stretch your, now reach around and pat yourself on the back and remind yourself how incredible you are and what you've accomplished. And that is, you know, exercising our worth.
Mm-hmm. And because we were surrounded by mirrors, I made everyone jump up and down and say, I love myself just the way I am at the end of class, which most people, some marched off. These beautiful women, they would not look in the mirror and marched off. And then after a while, they were all doing it. And it took time for me to look at myself in the mirror and say, I love myself just as I am, you know. But that's, again, the guilt, I had to get rid of the guilt because it was, my whole life was guilt. Then it was acceptance and receiving, which is like when someone says your eyes are beautiful, you say thank you instead of like these things, they're red and
I've got wrinkles, geez, and I'm red and oh my gosh, is my makeup spear, you know, it just
takes practice, you know.
It does take, and it feeds that person's soul. And one time I was saying to one of my children, my oldest son, and I was saying, you know, honey, I'm so sorry I did this raising up and this, you know, I wish I would have done it different. And he said, Mom, would you just stop? Would you just stop and just soak in? Because, you know, what you did for us. And every time you do that, do you know what it says to us? That maybe we're not good enough, or maybe I'm not valuable. But we do that to people too, right? Mm-hmm. They say thank you. Oh no, that's not. We just slapped them in the face and said what you said didn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Your values don't matter. And so I'm gonna soak that in more this year.
Well, and our children are our greatest teachers.
Oh my
God. And
goodness.
My grandchildren are the most beautiful thing ever. You know that. Yes. It's just like, what a gift. My heart just sang right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are a product. And like my daughter, that was a speech she gave me. Because of you and your parenting, because you keep saying my kids are so, you know, perfect. They're sweet. They're really kind. And it was because of you. She was giving me credit because her kids are well behaved because of the way I raised her. And that was my gift this holiday season, was that. And,
beautiful.
You know, of course she went through the whole, like, you ruined my life, you know, when she got her first boyfriend who she's married to now and all that. But, you know, they all went through that stage where they got mad at me. And then we came together because I learned through my healing work that communication is so essential, mm-hmm. even if they're saying things you don't want to hear. And when I do Reiki sessions with my kids, I know I did do things to mess them up, because out of the session, we can talk about it, you know. But again, I was raised with no communication. Doors were shut, no talking until just, you know, maybe 10 years ago when my father passed or something. There was no communication. So God made me a triple Gemini who loves to communicate. Mm. And that's what I came here to do. And that's why I love the show. I love having someone like you on, because we all are perfect just the way we are. This mm. is just a school. And it said at the Labyrinth in Kauai, this is your life, your journey. You die alone. I die alone. Our kids do not go with us. Mm. And so, you know, at this point, really, I just want to savor every amazing, kind person that comes into my life. Your family, of course, is one of those people, of course, because Tori's changed my life so much with her place, Tea with Your Dragon. But I just feel with the grandkids getting older, and you can see it happening before your eyes, how important it is for us to be positive, to see the light, to find that thing that brings you purpose and passion, which is what we're both doing.
Absolutely.
And you know, we do it as for a living. It's not easy, but it's what we came here to do.
That's right. And so, you know, and I look at what I've got. I'm a part of Illuminating Women, which is an incredible organization that it educates, empowers, and encourages women to step into that. In fact, not to brag a little, but since we're talking about acknowledging, they gave me the award of the year, the Woman Who Empowers.
Yay.
And it was just a gift. And I, after about a week of receiving it, I realized, Sharon, you've never really sat with what you just received. And do you realize it's part of your calling? That is your calling, to empower women, mm-hmm. to acknowledge and all that they are and all that they can do. So I just am learning to have a tribe, surround myself with like people like you, Dina. This is a privilege to be here and to be able to share my heart. And part of my work done in hypnotherapy was to overcome stage fright. Mm-hmm. I was terrified of speaking in front of people, and I knew for my calling I had to get over that. I used to sing professionally and speak professionally, and then there were some comments and things done that were really hurtful, and I developed horrific stage fright. Mm-hmm. And it's been years. So hypnotherapy set me free and set me forward, and I am just going to keep surrounding myself with whatever's good, right, lovely, of good repute. And I'm going to set my mind on those things, because I see the damage that if I choose not to do that, it will take me to the abyss and rob the world of the gift I'm meant to be to it.
Mm-hmm. And hypnotherapy again taught me about entertaining thoughts.
Yeah.
Right now, it is so important. If you want to go on Facebook, like the things that are positive, because it's just like your mind. Those things keep coming through your thread.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on things that are negative and you start entertaining that negative thought, for mm-hmm. me, I used to have anxiety because I would entertain the thought of the plane crashing, you know,
mm-hmm.
quit entertaining the thought. And it is a practice, but you can entertain people that are kind. You can go to places that fill your eyes full of beauty. It's so essential right now to be conscious of what you're thinking, who you're hanging out with, even the food you eat, because if it's coming from some place that the food is toxic, that's just like a thought. So it's almost just cleaning out your body, mind, and spirit, and just loving yourself enough to be around beauty.
Absolutely. It's absolutely so true. And that's another fun thing at my shop, is I love to surround myself with beauty. I've got peacocks. I've got peacock tattoos. I have peacock feathers.
Oh, yeah. When I saw your place, I thought, oh my gosh, it's the dream place. Because really, we have so much in common. Just have a place where you can exercise, a place where you can bring people together to do something positive. And the whole nutrition thing, I was so into that for so long. And it's taught me. My kids are eating better because I chose better choices. And it's all because I read some books, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I learned about the vitamins, and, you know, mm-hmm. I just, you know, nobody knows what they're eating or where it came from, even, you mm-hmm. know, so careful, the body, mind, and spirit. And learning hypnotherapy and the Reiki has just made this beautiful dance that I do in my sessions.
Beautiful.
So I just invite everyone to come out to your place. How can they contact you?
Well, Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness, my website, www.twinpeaksnutritionandwellness.com. You can like me on Facebook. I also have my website, SharonHockenberry.com, and there I will be launching my coaching program. So call me. I do some mail order. I have my own line of Plume Apothecary with CBD, bath bombs, roll-ons, and so contact me, reach out to me, and if I can be of service, if you're interested in my coaching program, it'll be launching March 14th. I will be doing pre-sales for that at a discount. So reach out to me. My phone number, 425-888-3222.
And if you're going through North Bend, go to Twin Peaks Wellness and Nutrition.
And fill your water bottle. I also do the King and Water High Antioxidant, Molecular Hydrogen, sell the machines, and that's a whole nother story. We could do a whole nother hour on
water.
It's unbelievable.
As I go get mine at the well. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm go get mine at the well.
It's vital. Hydration is the foundation of health.
And the water you drink. Oh. Thank you so much for joining me. If people would like to reach out to me, you can go to Dina-Marie.com or like me on Facebook, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And come back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.